वंदेहं
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 23rd of July, 1973, in London, England.
And sir, you are born in Calcutta.
Yes, a little before you.
Oh. So, how long you remained after your birth?
I only remained in India for 4 years.
4 years.
And my childhood was spent at Berhampur.
Berhampur?
Yes.
I see.
My parents were missionaries there. Hmm.
I was also a student of missionary college. Scottish Churches College.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We had very good professors. S. Arkwart, Dr. W. S. Arkwart.
Yes.
He was a Scotsman.
Yes. Was that in Calcutta?
Yes, in Calcutta.
Yes.
And Lord Ronaldson, Jutland, Marquis of Jutland. He was governor of Bengal.
Yes.
So, he's also a Scotsman.
Yes.
So, he came to our college a young man, second year student. Our professors, mostly they were Scotsmen, and there was one English professor, Mr. Warren.
Yes.
All other professors, they are Scotsmen. Mr. Keane, Mr. Cameron, Mr. Scrimgeour.
Those are Scottish names.
Yes.
Scottish
names. So you remained only 4 years after your birth.
That is true. Mm. But I have quite clear memories, especially of Berhampur, of our house, playing with Indian children under a tree.
Oh.
He goes back frequently to India.
Berhampur is not very far away from our temple.
In Mayapur?
That road goes to Berhampur.
Uh-huh.
That is called Berhampur National Road.
Uh-huh. Yes, it was then a village. I understand it is now a town.
Yeah, I have seen you have so many nice books. We have got also some books. Have you shown him these books?
Yes, I've given him some.
Oh, do you? I have received many books.
Mr. Lord Brockway has been a vegetarian his life long.
Oh, that's a good advancement for spiritual understanding.
Yeah.
Yes, I became a vegetarian 70 years ago.
Oh, I see.
Oh, from aesthetic ideas, humanitarian ideas. And I've proved one can be just as healthy.
Yes, you look very healthy.
Over 85 years, I'm really fortunate.
He's older than me. And still he looks very nice.
Still active in the parliament?
Yes.
And I know little about your religion and your philosophy. I do not belong to any religious denomination, though I believe in the spiritual basis of the universe.
Yeah.
And the great moments of inspiration are those rare moments when you feel you belong to all of life from the beginning of time, now, everywhere.
Now, our preaching is also on that point, that God is one, and we are all sons of God. Our Pandit, I think you have read Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
There it is stated, sarvajoni shukontiya sambhavanti murtayaja. Tasang Mahajani Brahma, Aham Bija Padarpita. Lord Krishna says that there are different species of life, Juni. According to Padma Purana, there are 8,400,000 species of different forms of life. So Krishna claims that all these living entities in different forms of life, I am the seed-giving father of all of them, and the material nature is the mother. Just like father impregnates with the seed and the mother gives the body, similarly, God impregnates material nature with all kinds of living entities, not in different forms, but the original seed. And according to one's karma, he comes out in different types of bodies. The body is given by material nature, and the life is given by God. This is the samasarasa. And therefore, God is one, and He is the father of everyone. As such, without the central point, God consciousness, we cannot substantiate the ideas of universal brotherhood, because if the center is missing, then how we can think of universal brotherhood? If we accept God is the center point, father, then I can understand you are my brother, because you are also son of God, I am also son of God. If I am missing the father, then we miss also our mutual relationship. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Pandita Samadarshan, one who is learned, he does not make any distinction between a tree, or a man, or animal, or a brahmana, or a chandala, because he sees that within the body there is the soul, and the soul is spirit, part and parcel of God. That is his vision. Read the 16th chapter. So at the present moment, the world is missing God, or they are rejecting, demonic. There are two classes of man always. One is called devata, godly, and the other is called demon, asura, or satanic, whatever you call it. The two classes. So those who are God conscious, they are godly. And those who have no God consciousness, they are demonic or satanic. These two classes of men are always there. But at the present moment, the number of demonic or satanic consciousness, they have increased. So the symptoms of the demonic people are described in the Bhagavad Gita. If you kindly, you can
start with.
Yeah.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Abhayam Sattva Sangshuddhi Jnana Yoga Vyayastiti Danam Damascha Yajnascha Svadhyaya Tapa Ajavam Ahimsa Satyam Akrodas Tyagakshanti Rapaishunam Taya Bhutesh Vololuktvam Madhavam Virachapalam.
This boy is American boy, but he has learned Sanskrit very nicely.
Tejak shama jatir shocham adroho nati manita bhavanti sampadam daivam abhijatasya bharata. Translation. The Blessed Lord said, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity and simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion, and freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty and steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, freedom from envy, and the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature.
The divine nature.
Dambo darpo bhimanascha krotak parushyam evacha ajnanam cha bijatasya patasam padamasurim. Arrogance, pride, anger, conceit, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pita.
The characteristics of demoniac people. Pravrittincha,
nivrittincha, janana vidurasura, na shocham, na pichacharo, na satyam teshu vidyate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them.
Then, next verse.
Asatyam prastishtam te jagodahuranishvaram aparasparasambhutam kimanyakam ahoitukam. They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation, and that there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire, and has no cause other than lust.
This is the opinion of the demoniac people, that there is no God, there is no controller. It has come into existence by a chemical reaction, just like a child is born by sex intercourse reaction of some chemical. This is the demonic theory. But what is the next thought?
Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmanolpabuddhaya prabhavantyo yugra karmana kshayaya jagato hita. Following such conclusion, the demoniac, who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world.
So work is required, but godly persons, they want to lead a simple life, high thinking, save time for understanding God. The demonic people, they are engaged in horrible activities. They manufacture so many things. So in this way, there are so many descriptions. Actually, by the increase of demonic people, people are not very happy, and then missing the ultimate goal of life. That is the defect of the modern civilization. They do not believe that there is an ultimate goal of life. There is life after death, and what kind of body he is going to get next. These things are not, neither in the university education curriculum, neither people are interested. No, so at the present moment, this is called Kali Yuga. People are being misled. Actually, the human being, form of human life, is distinct from animal life. See, if we live like animals, then we are missing the chance. At the present moment, this is the position. So we are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement strictly on the basis of this Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is everything explained. So if people take to it, if people are educated, then things will change in a different way. They will be happy. There will be peacefulness. And above, over and above them, they will have next life, very blissful, full of knowledge and eternal. Jagatyana, these things are all very nicely explained. There is eternal life, there is another nature. Parastasmatu bhavatna bhaktavatta sanatana. This is material nature, but there is another spiritual nature. There, everything is permanent. Here, everything is non-permanent. Just like my body, your body, it is now getting older and it will vanish. This body will be finished. It will never come again back. Never come. This exactly prototype of this body will never get. So we have to accept another body. Tatha dehantaram prapti dhiras tatanami. Dehantaram prapti. It is exemplified just like we change our shirt and coat and take another set. Similarly, this gross body, material gross body, five elements, earth, water, air, fire, sky, and then mind, intelligence, ego, subtle body. Within that subtle body, the soul is there. And after annihilation of this gross body, the subtle body takes to another gross body. The nature is going on like that. And we are wandering in different species of life, in different planets. But our real purpose is God realization. That we are missing. That chance is in the human form of life. So if people are not educated to this goal of life, that is not helping the country or the society or the human being. If we simply engage them in the activities of animal life, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, and how to defend. No more. Then it is simply advancement of animal civilization. But those who are thinking good for all humanity, they should note this defect. That simply giving him nice food, nice shelter, nice sex facilities, a nice defense, his problem of life is not solved. He should be given enlightenment about God consciousness. And if he is educated in that way, if he, by next life he can go back to home, back to God. This education is lacking. So we are trying in our small endeavor. But if leading personalities like you of the society, they try to understand this philosophy scientifically, critically, and take it seriously, they think there will be great benefit for the human society. The program we have got, but we are not leading personalities. You are all leading personalities, at least in England. Lord, this group, House of Lord is there. It was always there. In previous days also, they are called Amuktas, or leading men of the society. They used to give advice to the king. And Brahmins also. I think the knighthood means that. What is the meaning of this knighthood? Personal advisors to the king?
Not necessarily to the king. It's a recognition of some service to society.
But this knight, this very word, means associates of the monarch. Is that? No.
I don't think so. It may have done in its original form, when the number of knights were much less than there are today. But there would be too many today to be associates.
Yeah. Yes. Now it has come to another platform. Very well, the knights, they are respectable gentlemen of the society, leading men of the society. However, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for enlightening people to the right standard of understanding the goal of life. Because after this life, after this body is annihilated, we do not know what kind of body we are getting next. We must prepare. It is that you are elevated to the position of lordship. So you have to prepare yourself. Not that this lordship is offered to anyone and everyone. One who is qualified, he is offered this position. Similarly, we should know how we are becoming qualified for the next life. But that education is lacking. There is no such education in the university or anywhere. Nobody thinks what we are going to become next life. But we should be prepared. If after becoming Prime Minister in this life, or President like Mr. Nixon, and again by his activities, he is going to be another animal, that is not very successful proposal. But there is such chance, because after death, after giving up this body, we are completely under the grip of material nature. Prakitakinamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahunkar vimurapa patta aham nitimanya pandavidya. Prakriti, nature, will offer the body. And there are so many varieties of body. So one should know at least what kind of body I am going to get next. That is intelligence. And if he remains in the darkness, and if he becomes other than human being, that is not very good. They should know. What is that? Prakriti kriyamana.
Prakriti kriyamana ni gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature.
So the whole problem is how to get out of the control of nature. That is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Daividdhi sadhanami mama maya durataya mami vare prapattanti maya mi tantarati. Same chapter.
Daivi yesha gunamayi mama maya durataya mami vare prapattanti maya mi tantarati. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
So this thing we are teaching, how to get out of the control of the three modes of material nature, to put him into the transcendental platform, that is the success of life. And this chance is obtainable in the human form of life. If he misses this chance, again he becomes, suppose, a tree, or a cat, or a dog, there is every chance. Because it is under the control of material nature. According to my work and mentality, I will get another body.
Yes, there are many things I would like to say, many questions.
Yes.
I would like to ask.
Yes.
I do not belong to any church. I'm attracted to Eastern religions and the Hindu religion, because they are pantheist, they have a sense of belonging to everyone and everything and all time. And because of that spiritual feeling, service to all. And I find that better than church theology, because church theology is so often thinking entirely personal salvation rather than service to all. And for those reasons, I'm attracted to Eastern religion. I think the second comment I would make is this, that you have said that if the world is towards brotherhood, it must be by a recognition of the fatherhood of God, and that all men are the sons of God.
Not only men, all living.
Oh, yes, I mean men in the human, men and women, are the sons and daughters, the children of God. I would say two things about that. That I think that those who sincerely have that conviction can be inspired to serve the coming of the brotherhood of mankind. But in experience, I would not limit it to those who have that experience. And I find in life that many people who do not have religious convictions at all have a humanist conception which leads them to be very active for peace in the world, human brotherhood, compassion, and all those characteristics which you have described as the capacities of those who share your religion. And in life they will express that, even if they haven't the deeper recognition which you have described. I think the third thing that I would say about what you've said is this. It may be, I do not know, that there is a form of life after death. I don't know. I think if there is, the best preparation for it is service to one's fellow human beings in our present life.
Yeah, but one thing is,
yes,
that the third is you render, because this world is of three qualities, the service will be of three qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance. These are described there.
I listened with very great interest and almost complete agreement.
Yes.
To what has been read.
What kind of service we shall be? I can give you one example. I've seen it practically. That in Calcutta, one neighboring gentleman, he is a daughter-in-law. He was beating her young son. So I inquired why the daughter-in-law, because her father-in-law was a little older. So why daughter-in-law is punishing her son? What is the fault? Naturally, young, small child. So the report came that one of the boy, was suffering from typhoid fever, and another boy stole from the kitchen some paratha and gave him to eat. And when the mother came into knowledge, she was punishing, why you have given this paratha? Because in typhoid, so no solid food is taken. See, he cannot, but the suffering child was thinking that mother is not giving me food. So he requested his younger brother, you give me some food. So he does not know he has given the food, but the result is that he is being punished. So without knowing how to give service, sometimes we may be punished. What kind of service we shall give? So there are three kinds of services: goodness, passion, and ignorance. If we go to the
passion.
And ignorance. If we give service in ignorance, without knowing what is what, that kind of service may lead us to become punished. So we must know what kind of service we should give. So real suffering of the society, human society, or any society, real suffering is because the living entity has forgotten God. So he is being punished in different way by the material nature. So many ways. But everyone is being punished. At least the three kind, why three kind? That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. This is also punishment. Repetition of birth and death. This is also punishment. Because we are eternal. Na hamnate hamnamane sarire. We are spirit soul, we are eternal. So our, this constant change of body, birth and death, that is also punishment. Because nobody wants to die, because he is eternal. How he likes to die? He wants to keep his eternal position. But he, because he is criminal, just like one man is condemned to die, murder. So he has to die. But he wants to protect himself, placing himself in the court, how to say. So that is our natural tendency, that we do not want to die. Why? Because we are eternal. We have got the prerogative. So, anyone does not want to die. Anyone does not want to take birth in. Now we have forgotten. Otherwise, in the womb of the mother, everyone knows that we are kept in such a way, in a packed, compact water bag, without any facility to move, not only for one day, 2 days, but 10 months. Medical science knows, everyone knows. And at the time, there are worms in the womb of the mother, taking the advantage of delicate skin, they also bite, and he cannot make any protest. He moves sometimes, the child moves. These are the sufferings. But we do not take care. If I have to take birth again, then I have to go, again enter into the womb of the mother, and to develop my body, and in such precarious condition the body will develop. So there is suffering. There is suffering of birth, and at the time of death there is suffering, and between birth and death there is duration of life, there is disease, there is old age, and what to speak of other sufferings that we may not mention. But at least these four sufferings are there. Therefore, the best service is to save him from this suffering. That is the service.
There's two things. First, when I speak of service, I don't just mean individual goodness to others. I think service to the world today means an understanding of the causes of war, of the causes of poverty. It means an intellectual analysis and seeking to end what are the causes of war and poverty and suffering and crime. And it isn't only individual goodness. It's a combination of a desire which is good, with a knowledge of how to achieve it. That would be the first thing that I would say. And the second thing I'd say is this, and this may surprise you. I would quite welcome death. I've no fear of it at all.
Because you're pure. You're a little advanced.
I would not want death through suffering. Yes, and I acknowledge I don't know. And I am personally satisfied with trying to do what I can while I'm living in this life for the betterment of mankind. And I believe that's the best preparation for any future life, if there is a future life.
Well, there is future life, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
It is not the question. Just like you say, you remember your childhood days, you are playing with Indian children in Berhampur. But that body is no longer there. Yeah. Your childhood body, that is not existing. Now you are existing in a different body. So you are existing, that's a fact, because you remember. But that body is not existing. Similarly, when this body will not exist, you will exist. This is natural conclusion. Your this childhood body is no longer existing. Your youthhood body is no longer existing. That's a fact. And it is also a fact that you had such and such body. Therefore, you, as the soul, you are permanent in changing so many types of bodies. Similarly, the conclusion should be, when you give up this body, you will be in another body. Tatha dehantaram prabhu. Find out this. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kumaram jauvanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti dhirasattva namhiyati.
Yes. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
Yes. This is understanding of the immortality of the soul.
Yes.
Common reason.
What you've said has impressed me.
Yes.
I wouldn't say it has convinced me. One has to think.
No, yes, one has to think, one has to consider. But this is a fact that I have changed so many bodies. I remember them, but the bodies are not existing. I am existing. This is very simple philosophy. And it is stated, it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, and it is accepted by all the acharyas, learned scholars. So there is a change of body or transferring from one body to another. That's a fact. Under the circumstances, we should consider what kind of body, that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prata devan kudrin janti vidin prata bhute ja janti bhutani madjajino vi janti ma. Just like people are trying to go to the moon planet. So, if you prepare yourself, you haven't got to take a machine and go to the moon planet. You can go to the moon planet. That is stated in the Shastra. You can prepare it. That means transfer yourself to a body in the moon planet. You transfer yourself for a body in the sun planet. And there is a planet where Krishna lives, or God lives also. So if you like, you can transfer yourself to a body in Krishna's planet. Simply, you have to adopt the prescribed method. By following this method, you transfer to such and such planet. By following this method, you can transfer. There is no need of taking this mechanical. That is not possible also. It is futile attempt. You cannot go by force, because different planets, they have got different atmosphere. So you have to transfer yourself to a suitable body, which is suitable in that planet. And for that you have to go. You cannot go with this body into moon planet. Is it because atmosphere? Some scientists say, I read in the paper, that the temperature in moon planet is 200 degrees below zero. So how can go and live there? It is not possible. But if you want to go there, you can go there after death by preparing yourself. You transfer yourself to a body there. That you can go. So, in the Bhagavad Gita we learn that you can transfer yourself, your soul, to any planet you like, but jadgatana nivattante tadhama paramamma. If you come to that planet from which you will not have to come back again, that is my approach. So if I have to endeavor for getting another nice body in another planet, why not apply the same energy for going back to home, back to Godhead? This is all.
I think the only thing I'd say is this, that whilst the body that you have and I have is different from the body, the material body, when we were a child, it has been a continuous transformation. It hasn't been the ending of one body, the beginning of another. And in the process of change, an existence is carried on. It isn't like death, which means that at that point your personality becomes separated from your physical body suddenly, like that. It is different.
No, we become separated from the physical body, but we remain in the astral body or subtle body. Mind intelligence and ego. That by material intelligence you give up when you actually remain in your spiritual body. But unfortunately there is no discussion on this point in any university of the world. But this is a science. So actual human civilization means they should study. They should inquire about this science and be well conversant. And that is the human. Adhāta brahma jiggāsa. Therefore in the Vedānta Sutta we say that human beings should be interested to this science first. Because animals cannot inquire about this science. The animal, they are simply interested how to eat. Similarly, if a man is also simply interested in economic development, which means how to eat, how to sleep, that is also there in the animal kingdom. They are trying in their own way, but they have no problem. We have created problem. In the morning, we are thinking how to get such and such. But a bird, beast, he has no such anxiety. Therefore, the breathing injunction is that you cannot get more or less. That is already destined. So don't spoil your time in getting more. Because the example is given that nobody wants unhappiness or some disaster. But the disaster comes, unhappiness comes. We have experience in our life. Nobody tries for that, let disaster come up, let there be fire in my house. No, but the fire takes place. So similarly, because you are destined to some unhappiness and happiness, that will come, either happiness or unhappiness. You don't bother for that. There is already program according to the material nature, prakriti kriyamana. You save your time. You simply try how to get out of this dangerous position of repetition of birth and death and go back to home, back to home. That should be your endeavor.
I've listened and I think I understand. And one has to think about it.
So, my only appeal is that those who are leading men, jad-jad-acharati sreshta, find this verse, jad-acharati sreshta, tattadeva itare jana. Sajat pramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. Leading man, whatever they do, ordinary man, they will follow.
Whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Therefore we are trying to make men like you interested.
Yes. Yes and no. I've lived in public life for 60 years.
Yes.
I've been in the Parliament. I'm now in the House of Lords. But I don't regard myself as a great man in any sense at all.
Well, of course, there are degrees, but...
And I've never wanted to be in a government.
No great man wants to become great. Because he's great, God helps him to become great.
Yes, what I was saying is I've never wanted to be in a government. I've never wanted to have power. I've had certain ideals that I wanted to serve and just prepared to serve wherever it led.
But every human being.
But as I see so many men and women who are regarded as ordinary men and women, and their heroism in life, their sacrifice in life, their service in life makes me small compared with them. Even if they are not known, and even if they are not thought to be great.
Big, big man, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, I am fool number one. And the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that I am lower than the a worm in the stool. So this is good attitude. Nobody, Sir Isaac and Newton also used to say, then what knowledge I have got? Simply collected. Every big man like that.
Yeah.
That is good attitude. But there is comparative study that here is a big man, here is a common man. So our proposition is that it is a great science, great philosophy. So Western country, they are intelligent, especially the British people. They have very good opportunity. Still they have got opportunity. So my request is that let us study this philosophy and science, and if possible, introduce it to the human society. Very honest.
I think Lord Rockway was saying that his ideal is that at present moment that men of the world try to make an understanding, intellectual understanding of the problems, and try to make an intellectual solution.
Yes.
Philosophical.
So here is the opportunity.
Here
is the opportunity. We can discuss on higher intellectual platform this philosophy. It is a science. Therefore, we invite the best intelligent person to take part in it. Then other people will follow. That is our approach.
Yeah. Interchange of ideas.
Well, I don't want to keep you.
No, it is very nice.
She's bringing some dinner for you. Just coming. 1 minute.
Give him this garland, I forgot.
As in India.
Yes.
Very often.
Malaji gave him a rose, but...
That's all right.
These are very beautiful.
This is produced in our garden.
Yes. Very, very beautiful.
Yes. Now we can simply study the beautiful flower and we can come to God consciousness. How it is made so beautiful? Unless there is brain. And what is that brain? Then you come to God. Parasa sakti divida iva syate chavabhiki jnana valakriyacha. Para, the Supreme, has got so nice brain. That things are happening as if natural. But no, the brain is acting. But his energy and brain is so right that he hasn't got to do it personally. As soon as he desires, immediately the energy works. Just like nowadays, electronic. Simply by pushing on a button, thousands of business is done immediately. So if it is materially possible, just we have to think how much it is great and possible by spiritual energy. Prasa sakti duvidai vasyati natasya karyam karananchi vidyati. These are the Vedic descriptions. God hasn't got to do anything with his hands. Just like here also, a big man, he has got secretaries, officers, he simply do this, everything is done. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, how much energy he has God and spiritual energy. As soon as he deserves something, immediately it is done. But it is done by employing energy, not that it has come for nothing. No. This flower, it grows. There is energy. First of all it was born, but we cannot see how it is growing. But the action is going on. Therefore it is called Sabhaviki Jnana Valakriyaja. There is knowledge, there is brain, there is activity, everything is there. But it is so quick and subtle, we cannot see. We say it is like it has grown nature. No. There is brain. How nicely it is done. Whatever collar is suitable, it is there. So without collar, without that brass, without that brain, without that energy, how it has come? How you can think of? Even if you make an artificial flower, oh, you have to take so many collars, you have to take brass, you have to apply your brain. So it has no brain behind. Simply explaining in nature. What is the nature? The nature is the brain of Krishna. So those who can study, they can study him from this flower. What is the greatness of God? This is God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Everything he sees, the hand of God. That is God consciousness. And when a man becomes God conscious, then he is qualified with all good qualities. That is God consciousness. Jashasi bhakti bhagavat akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasati sura. If you train a person to become God conscious, then all the good qualities automatically becomes manifest in him. So why not try this? Make a school simply to make people God conscious. You'll find nice people are coming. All good character. And you can take any service from that, good service. This will be attempted. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manoratena asato dhavato. Without God consciousness, there cannot be any good qualities. So without sense of God consciousness, nobody can possess any good quality. That is impossible. And a small man, like our students, because he is God conscious, he will find so many good qualities in them, in comparison to others. So these are the version of the Veda. Just Shastri Bhakti Bhagavati Akunchana. One has become a devotee of the Supreme Lord. All the good qualities will be manifest in him. So we want good quality man. So the one process to make him God conscious, he will become the best person in the society. And if the society is composed of the nice person, then where is the war, where is the strife, where is the competition, where is the nothing, everything will be solved. So all the problems will be solved simply making the people God conscious. If not all, a section will do that. Sinless, God conscious persons, their examples will be followed and society will change.
And you have a House of Lords, which is not democratic. Many of its members...
No, democracy we don't approve.
We don't?
Approve. Democracy we don't approve.
Oh, I approve of it very, very strongly. Very strongly. It must be the basis of all...
Now, suppose if the people in general, they are not advanced, by their votes, somebody is elected, he may not be also advanced. That is the defect of democracy. Mass of people, they are not advanced. So, simply by their vote, if somebody is elected, then they will have to repent, just like Nixon. But these people are again decrying. No, you are not good. So why did you elect him? You elect and again you reject. That is the defect of democracy. The people are not advanced. They can commit mistake, elect somebody wrong, and then they will lament. Now this is the defect. But monarchy, as it was approved by the Vedic culture, the monarchy, if the king is first class, God conscious, a king should be like that. That is the ideal king. They are described in the Bhagavad Gita, a Rajarsi. The king should be just like saintly person, although he is king. Rajarsi. Imam Rajarsi. And just like Maharaj Yudhishthir, he was Rajarsi. All the kings in those days, they were trained up in such a way. They are saintly persons, although they are the king, not devotees. So, one person, if he is authorized, just like the communists they are thinking of dictatorship. This is also another kind of dictatorship. But if the dictator or the king is a perfect man, then his dictatorship or royal power is quite... But that is not possible at the present moment. But at the present moment, the democracy is also not perfect. Because mass of people, they have no perfect knowledge by sentiment. So it may be they are electing a wrong person. That is the defect of democracy.
Now, I'm not saying that democracy as we have it is perfect. I am saying that a people will advance only as it is a reflection of the progress of the people themselves, and that they cannot be changed by an external pressure.
That's not possible.
Which is dictatorship.
And no, dictatorship, I told you.
And even a good dictatorship is a bad thing.
How good dictatorship can be a bad thing?
I would rather have people made mistakes when they had self-government than if you had a dictatorship which didn't make mistakes and imposed...
My proposition is that they should not commit... Either the king or the elected person should not commit mistake. But if you try to educate the mass of people to become educated, to elect the right person, that is very difficult. But if a king, a person, is educated nicely, that is easier. That is my point.
Yeah, but the mass of people in poverty,
everything will be all right, because the man on the head is perfectly, he'll manage. But if he is not perfect, then it is not possible. Therefore, the endeavor should be made, either call it dictator or president or king, it doesn't matter. The man on the top of the executive must be a perfect man.
Take your view that all men and women are the children of God. They've got God within them. Then, the advance of mankind must be by giving the opportunity of God in all men and women.
Yes.
To come to fulfill.
Yes. That is our mission.
And at the present time, you haven't got those conditions. Because of inequalities, because of poverty, because of hunger, because of war, you haven't got those conditions. And therefore, it is not only the goodness of an individual which you want. You want, combined with the goodness of an individual, of an understanding of the causes.
Yes.
It's only when you have those two things together.
Yes, we have
God. Bring about a solution.
Because people are godless at the present moment. They're suffering.
It's not only because of that. It's not only...
That is the only cause. That we can give very scientifically and present. That is the only cause.
No, it's not the only...
No, that we have to understand.
Well, please. I know of people who are very God-conscious, beautiful people, they haven't got a beginning of an understanding of how one can bring brotherhood and peace to the world. Mm-hmm. And therefore, in addition to God consciousness, you must have understanding.
Yes, that understanding, that requires.
Yeah.
So, that is needed. People have no opportunity to understand. Just like if you speak, they talk of universal brotherhood, but they will send the poor animals to the slaughterhouse. To the slaughterhouse.
Animals.
Animals.
Yeah.
That means they have no right understanding of universal brotherhood.
With that I agree.
What is the use of talking of universal brotherhood when you actually do not treat like that? And that is due to his lack of God consciousness. He talk very high words, but practically he cannot do it.
No information.
Yes, no information. That's like the even communist country. There, they are thinking that national, everything should be national. So, what is the meaning of national? When any living entity born in that country is national. So why the poor animals are not nationals? That is means lack of God consciousness. He does not know. He thinks simply human being nation.
Oh, I agree. I'm a vegetarian.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So this is all due to lack of God consciousness.